SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Cleanup and damage assessment underway this morning in communities blasted by powerful storms across several states, including parts of Ohio, West Virginia, and Kentucky. Ronnie Howard lives in Dunbar, West Virginia. He tells WCHS-TV that his parked car took a hit while he was at work.
I could hear debris hitting the side of the building, and I'm thinking, oh, that must be bad out there. A few minutes later, employees run in and say, Ron, it's your car, I think they're playing a joke on me. And I come outside, and that's what I see, my car.
Beneath a billboard that was brought down by the powerful winds, tens of thousands of utility customers are without power in West Virginia, several tornadoes touching down south of Louisville, Kentucky. At least 9 people dead, more than 900 injured, the results of a powerful earthquake. It hit Taiwan during the height of the morning rush. The tremor sent people scrambling out the windows of damaged buildings and halted train service across the island. A tsunami warning was issued but later was lifted. Also at SRNNews.com, some of Israel's closest allies are expressing shock over the deaths of 7 Gaza aid workers. They were killed by an airstrike that Israel says was a result of a misidentification in the war zone.
The dead from Monday night's strikes included 3 British citizens, Polish and Australian nationals, a Canadian-American dual national, and a Palestinian. The deaths of the World Central Kitchen workers threatened to set back efforts by the US and other countries to open a maritime corridor for aid from Cyprus to help ease the desperate conditions in northern Gaza. I'm Charles Diletesma.
Watching Wall Street, stock futures are lower ahead of this morning's opening bell. The Dow futures are down 42 points, NASDAQ futures off 67. This is SRN News. Florida's heartbeat bill is about to go into effect.
Beginning on May 1st, abortion will be banned in the Sunshine State as soon as an unborn child's heartbeat can be detected, usually about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The Florida Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to the measure, which is similar to legislation already in place in other states. Meanwhile, abortion advocates are working on a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the Florida Constitution this November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism in Philadelphia. Philadelphia officials say that 2 synagogues outside the city have been vandalized. Both were marked with swastikas and slurs relating to the ongoing war between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas. The incidents are being widely condemned, including by Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who writes on X, "Anti-Semitism and the vandalism of a house of worship of any kind have no place in this commonwealth." This is SRN News. New survey suggests that most Americans share many core beliefs about what it means to be an American.
The poll conducted by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found that 9 out of 10 adults surveyed believe that the right to vote, the right to equal protection under the law, and the right to privacy are extremely important or very important to the United States' identity as a nation. And 84% who answered the survey say they feel the same way about freedom of religion. The results of the poll have only small variances between Republicans and Democrats, except for the right to bear arms, which Republicans are more likely to see as core to the nation's identity. Donna Water, Washington.
Former President Trump threw down the gauntlet yesterday, but there's no sign that President Biden will pick it up. Mr. Trump is challenging the president to a debate. In the former president's words, anytime, any place. More details at SRNNews.com.